Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, while the pundits argue over how the candidates performed Tuesday night, it's easy to say that the performance of the ABC moderators was abysmal as they forced former President Trump into a 3-versus-1 fight. The night was filled with contentious moments where the moderators took on Trump with slanted, combative questions that targeted him with 6 fact checks, inviting Vice President Harris to actually take part in one of them. Meanwhile, Harris received 0 fact checks. Does this surprise anybody? Joining us now to kind of review the performance of the moderators, not necessarily the candidates. We can go into that, too, if you want. It's Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. Brother, how are you, my friend?
Well, it has been a day. It has been a day. Yeah. I mean... You know, can't we just, like, have things happen during the week? Like, yes, we have debates, but, like, they're scheduled. Those are scheduled. We know those things were coming. Can we not have, like, major, like, crazy events happen on a weekend,
well,
by the way?
Here's a novel concept. If the media would...
I'm dealing with that, and I'm dealing with...
I know.
I am one of those Bengals fans that's crying right now. So.
Hey, well, I'm sorry. This is Chiefs country, so, you know, I can't really speak too much to that, but... Because you know, I have an audience that's probably not with you on that one, my friend.
That's
so I'm sorry. But you know, I do know what you mean on the news cycle. But here's an idea: how about if the media stops demonizing him and calling him an existential threat to democracy? Maybe people would stop trying to shoot him. You know?
I know, right? I mean, Lindsay Davis, the moderator of said debate here that we're here to talk about, you know, she anchors Sunday World News Tonight. And I have a clip on X of how she opened the newscast by talking about the assassination and immediately tying that, then pivoting it to what's going on in Springfield,
right.
Ohio.
Yeah.
As if dangerous rhetoric, you know, from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance is like, you know, putting people's lives in danger. Oh, my God.
Trust me. We're going to get to Dana Loesch and J.D. Vance later. Trust me. I wanted to get with you on that topic, too. But you're right. I mean,
yeah, no, yeah, it's crazy. It is absolutely wild, the level of fact-checking. And it's clear that all of this was prepared, though, John.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, in advance, you know, with the profiles in the L.A. Times, Stephen Battaglio did a profile of her. She admitted that this was their goal, specifically the line about abortion. She admitted that this was a line she was prepared to deliver because she noticed Donald Trump frequently would talk about Ralph Northam.
But that's a fact.
It a showstopper.
But that is a fact. The Northam quote, we have all seen the radio interview where he's sitting in the studio. And I mean, I work for Kansans for Life. I'm intimately familiar with that interview where he talks about the baby being born and set on the table while the doctor and the mother decide what to do with the baby who survives an abortion. It's not like we haven't seen this video. Their fact checks were incorrect.
Right. Yeah, no. And what was interesting was Lindsay Davis and David Muir did not follow up with Kamala Harris when they asked her, do you believe in any limit to abortion?
Right.
Okay. And that is, I think, one of those really annoying check the box exercises that the liberal media engage in. We saw the story this week from CNN's K-File about Kamala's ACU questionnaire, where she said she would be in favor in 2019 of taxpayer-funded transgender mutilation surgeries for
right.
free for illegal immigrants. It was mentioned Andrew Kaczynski got one segment about his report, and that was it. The rest were mentions by conservative panelists on CNN. Okay, and so that would just be like a sentence or two mention, and it would move on. This was the same thing in the debate. It was a check-the-box exercise. Kamala gives this word salad. She doesn't answer the question, and then they just move on. Jake Tapper does this a lot, where he can kind of say, oh, I asked so-and-so about this thing. But yes, they gave a long-winded three-minute answer, and then, oh my gosh, we're out of time.
Right, and then they never bothered to follow up. They never did to her. I mean, at one point, Murr actually invited Harris to take part in one of the fact checks of Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, it was laughable.
Vice President, you want to comment on what we just heard?
Yes. I mean, at least to their credit, at least during the CNN debate with Biden, they actually shut up and let the two candidates go at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked that they did that, but at least they did that. In this one, it was so obvious that this whole thing was in the tank for Harris. It almost makes you think that that was the only way she agreed to do the debate in the first place.
Well, actually, that was the other thing in the LA Times profile of Lindsay Davis that was revealed, that when asked afterward, Lindsay Davis told the reporter with the Times that they had this plan to interject and fact check Donald Trump specifically because they saw the blowback that CNN received over this from some corners of the left
for not fact checking.
So they realized, I don't want to be like them,
even though that's not your job.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, right. That is not it's your not job. Your job is to moderate. It's not to quote unquote fact check, regardless of whether or not the facts are accurate. We're talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. Curtis, I also want to talk about what happened today. J.D. Vance appeared on three morning shows today, NBC, CBS, and CNN. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, by the way, appeared on a combined zero morning shows today. But on CNN, Dana Bash, by the way, it's Dana. You can't call her Dana. Dana Bash went into full attack mode on Vance for the cat story in Springfield, Ohio. In particular, she implied that Vance was responsible for some of the threats in the small Ohio town.
You're the senator from Ohio, so instead of saying things that are wrong and actually causing the hospitals, the schools, the government buildings to be evacuated because of bomb threats, because of the cats and dogs thing, why not actually be constructive in helping to better integrate them into the community? Because there are a lot of employers there who say that the Haitian workers are helping fill jobs that they need desperately filled.
Dana, first of all, let me just respond to a couple of things that you said, but I want to start with something you said, which I think is frankly disgusting and is more appropriate for a Democratic propagandist than it is for an American journalist. There is nothing that I have said that has led to threats against these hospitals. These hospitals, the bomb threats and so forth, it's disgusting. The violence is disgusting. We condemn it. We condemn all violence.
Senator, this happened
of violence.
After you and
but
President
say,
Trump
no, no,
were
Dana,
on,
no,
the,
Dana,
on the debate
say,
stage said
Dana,
that cats
no,
and dogs
you asked,
being
you asked a question, Dana, and I'm going to go ahead and answer it.
She really can't stand him. It's pretty obvious. But she basically said that Trump and Vance are causing the violence. Right, Curtis?
Right. And I have to say that this is a J.D. Vance, and I would say Ron DeSantis as well, in the last 3-4 years have provided conservatives textbook blueprint on how to deal with these people.
Yes.
When confronted with all sorts of nonsense, people insinuating you're trying to get people killed and you'd be fine with it, and your rhetoric is deadly and silence is violence, all this nonsense. What J.D. Vance and Ron DeSantis have shown is you take it and you just throw it back in your face. You reject the premise of your question. You point out the absurdity of this, how these are journalists that are not willing to do their jobs, that these are ambush interviews. And then afterward, the words get twisted. We saw this with those comments you just played, or that interview where Sam Stein of the supposedly conservative Bulwark, which is funny because he used to work for Huffington Post, pointed out that that J.D. Vance and J.D. Vance admitted that he and Donald Trump made these stories up. No. What he's saying is, basically, because Donald Trump started talking about it, the media started talking about it. And like it or not, I think that's a very effective strategy of Trump's, because J.D. Vance pointed out he talked about this, what's going on in Springfield, on the Senate Banking Committee in a random hearing months ago, and no one cared.
Right. Well, and I'm going to play the next clip here, because he finally, frankly, in my opinion, she continued to interrupt him. She was very rude, unprofessional. So finally, he just put her in her place. I think this was the ultimate mic drop moment for me. He basically shut her down, and she had no way to respond to it.
Dana, would you like to ask me questions and then let me answer them? Or would you like to debate me on these topics? I noticed that when you had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you gave them multiple choice answers to the questions that you asked, and you allowed them to answer the questions. I'm happy to be here to talk about policy, but if you're going to interrupt me every single time that I open my mouth, then why am I even doing this? So please ask a question, and I'd ask you to be polite enough to let me answer it.
Yes.
And her response was basically, I mean, she didn't know how to handle that. And that's what we have to do to these people.
Yeah, leave them where they forget, like, the English language. they just start speaking nonsense. And I have to point out, you know, because we now know the former president is fine after this assassination attempt, he has done more interviews than she has, okay, in one day, okay? And Donald Trump has been, there's been more assassination attempts on Donald Trump than national interviews Kamala Harris has done since becoming
That's
the nominee.
Point.
It is remarkable. Is Ben Domenech, I have to credit him for that last point about Kamala interviews. But J.D. Vance did three interviews today, three interviews on the Sunday shows. And on she did a local news interview with Brian Taft, who took over the 6 p.m. newscast in Philadelphia, Disney-owned and operated station. And even there, with softball questions, she couldn't handle it.
Yeah, if you watch that interview, it's a disaster. Curtis, if folks want to follow you, they can find you on X at Curtis Houck. That's H-O-U-C-K. And, of course, Newsbusters is newsbusters.org.
Correct. Yeah, you bet, folks. We'll be having more stories on the Trump assassination attempt, the debate fallout, and whoever knows what else, you know?
Brother.
I mean, we don't know.
I love you. You are the best. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Carry on, folks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.